Good morning. Grace McDonald here on the Northern Ag Network with the Morning Market Report. The Ag Department is investing $1 million to improve the supply chain in Montana. The Montana Department of Agriculture is accepting applications for this grant funding until June 3rd. Projects can be funded that support new technology to increase production or add product line for ag products, build cold storage capacity, and expand food distribution, as well as supply and technical assistance specifically to farmers. Director Christy Clark said that the grants support infrastructure to invest in capacity and the expansion of food distribution in underserved areas of the state that directly benefit Montana's producers to innovate and grow their operations. Producers who have graduated from a 2 or 4 year college program are eligible for the Farming and Ranching Student Loan Assistance Program. Those that plan to run the farm or ranch for at least the next 5 years and have graduated from a Montana college are applicable for the program that will help with financial aid in terms of paying off student loans. $5,000 to $25,000 is up for grabs through the department, and producers can apply until June 3rd. The Montana Department of Ag hopes that the program encourages the next generation to stay on their family farm operation and pursue a primary career in farming or ranching. Ag Deputy Secretary Torres Small announced more than 700 clean energy projects, $194 million of it through the Rural Clean Energy Production Program. According to the press release, by expanding funds for use of wind and solar energy, the program will help ag producers and rural small business lower energy costs. One of the biggest investments includes a $536,000 grant to Yarborough Farms in Tennessee to install a solar array on its row crop farm. It is expected to save the family farm more than $32,000 a year. We'll be back right after this.
The sale worth waiting for, April 30th at Mile City Livestock Commission. Current Creek Angus is offering 45 black yearling bulls, 5 red yearling bulls, and a few females as well. Featuring sires like Payweight, Rising Capitalist, CAR Yeti, and several other leading sires. These bulls are made to work in the real world under real range conditions. Current genetics for current times. That's the Current Creek Angus sale, Tuesday, April 30th at Mile City Livestock. Catalog and online bidding at frontierlivesale.com.
It's time for a crop nutrition plan that gets more return from every drop. A plan that starts with ProGerminator, a complete phosphorus fertilizer product that includes nitrogen, potash, and iron. ProGerminator features both readily available and controlled release phosphorus with minimal danger of tie-up in the soil. And it produces faster, earlier growth that continues through the season. AgroLiquid has precisely what it takes to help you succeed like never before. Find out more at agroliquid.com.
The Fort Keogh Livestock and Range Research Lab has now had a big part in the expansion of agriculture knowledge for 100 years. Animal genetics are a big focus at the facility, where they have multiple herds being studied. Addressing rangeland management issues is another big part of their work in terms of invasive species, fire, and drought. But before we get into that, it's important to note the long history of Fort Keogh and how it came to be. Research leader at Fort Keogh, Jay Angerer, has all of the details.
So after Little Bighorn Battle, General Nelson A. Miles, he established Fort Keogh as an army post. The fort was named after Captain Miles Keogh, who served under General George Custer. It remained a cavalry post until 1907 and then became an army remount station. It processed horses for the cavalry and also shipped those to battle locations. And in 1922, the army turned over the land, and then it was transferred to USDA and became the experiment station that it is today.
One of the most impressive aspects of the Livestock and Range Research Lab in Fort Keogh is their unique line of Herefords.
Herd is a purebred line of Herefords that was started in 1934, and ARS and Montana Ag Experiment Station worked on this closed herd and doing line breeding. They did several lines, but the one that became the most famous was the Line 1 herd. It's one of the longest-running beef cattle selection experiments in the world, and it's formed the foundation of modern genetic evaluation of beef cattle.
Back in the day, the research center studied a number of species. Sheep, shorthorn, cattle, turkeys, swine, and horses were all studied. I can confidently say that research has changed a lot since 1934. In 1986, the nutritional value of beef and efficiency of livestock production became the focus. Well, congrats and thank you to all those at the Fort Keogh Livestock and Range Research Lab for 100 years of impactful service to the ag industry. We'll be back with the cattle markets right after this.
As dawn breaks, there's nothing like the sight of a new calf. Getting them up and going is your first priority. And to keep them going and growing, you need the help of Nutrilex. Serving the cattle industry for 30 years, the folks at Nutrilex formulate their products with the highest level of nutrients for maximum performance. You run a good herd. Give them the best nutrition. Contact your local Nutrilex dealer or call 888-512-4200. Nutrilex, it's at home on your range.
Josh Turner.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low.
Live in concert Thursday, May 16th at the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana.
Baby, we ain't
one of country music's hottest performers with special guest Chancey Williams.
Baby,
tickets are on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Josh Turner with special guest Chancey Williams at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana.
The live cattle complex moved for a lower close yesterday after an extremely positive previous session. Packers have slowly built up supplies and reduced processing, so it is unlikely that cash cattle will trend higher this week. Feeder cattle have gained support so far this week. The lower placements number was just what the cattle contracts needed to get a boost early on. May feeders closed up 88 cents at 246.05, August up 93 at 259.40. June live cattle down 90 cents at 177.15, August down 90 as well at 175.50. DeGrand Angus bulls sold for $5,182 apiece on the average. The top bull sold to Lucky 7 Angus in Riverton, Wyoming for $12,000. In Phillip, South Dakota this week, Trask Angus yearling bulls sold for $5,226 apiece. Top headed to Weibo Angus in Lusk, Wyoming for $9,500. The bulls of the Bighorns in Buffalo, Wyoming, sold at an average of $5,757. We'll be back with the grains right after this.
This branding season, let Western Ranch Supply lend a helping hand with one of our popular calf tables. We carry a full selection from industry leaders like Cow Country, Filson, Foremost, MSF, Prefert, and Rupp. From traditional to hydraulic, these calf tables are tough and durable, not to mention easy to use for both operators and safe for your calves. Stop by our stores in Billings or Great Falls or visit WesternRanchSupply.com. Western Ranch Supply, your branding headquarters.
Waiting for opportunity to find the right insurance? Whether you're looking for a lower rate, in the market for a new home, a business owner, or just looking for a local agent with experience and a proven track record of success, there's no better time than now to talk about your opportunities. Contact your local Mountain West Farm Bureau insurance agent or visit online at MWFBI.com. Earning trust every day for 75 years. Mountain West Farm Bureau Insurance.
The wheat contracts traded significantly higher again yesterday for the second day in a row. Let's go straight to the futures board and take a look. May Chicago wheat up 14 and three quarters of a cent at 585. July up 15 and a quarter at 602 and three quarters of a cent. May Minneapolis hard red spring wheat up 13 and a quarter at 669. July up 12 and a quarter at 675. May Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 11 and a quarter at 608 and three quarters of a cent. July up 11 and three quarters at 614 and a quarter. May soybeans up 6.5 at 1167 and a half. July up 5.5 at 1182 even. May corn up 3.25 at 443 and July up 2.75 of a cent at 452 and a half. Well, that's going to do it for the Morning Market Report. Thanks for joining us on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Grace McDonald.